Well, good morning, and this week we'll be taking a look at three events. We'll be looking at the AT&T Byron Nelson tournament, which has been played at the Trinity Forest course in Dallas. It's a tournament that takes on probably increasing significance this year because of the fact that it comes the week before the second major championship of the year, the PGA Championship, which has been played at Bethpage Black in New York next week. The British Masters is the next event on the European Tour. They've been all over the place, haven't they, over the last few months? In China last week, and now they're back into Britain for the first time for the year. The weather's gotten to a point where it's probably acceptable there in Great Britain. The British Masters has been played at the Hillside Golf Club, which is in Southport in Lancashire, just virtually alongside Royal Birkdale. It's a fabulous golf course. I've been there previously, very links style golf course, or a links golf course, and it is a very good quality golf course, or golf links. It hasn't really probably been used as much as it could have been on the European Tour. And we'll also take a look at the Japan Tour event, the Asia Pacific Open, which is jointly sanctioned with the Asian Tour. It's become a regular event on the Japan Tour over the last few years. This has been played at the Sobu Country Club in Chiba Prefecture. Again, a new venue for the event. The last time they played a tournament was back in 2016. So let's start first. Well, I tell you what we'll do. Before we start first, we might look back at last week just to see how we fared. No winners amongst our selections last week. We went reasonably close with a couple on the LPGA Tour. Minji Lee made a great recovery to get herself into contention, eventually falling short in a bid to atone for what was a near miss the previous year. Minji Lee finishing inside the top 10 there at the MediHill Championship at Lake Merced, just outside of San Francisco. And Amy Yang at $21. Made a pretty good run at them. She finished also inside the top 10. She struggles to get across the line as a winner, Amy Yang. She's a very, very good player, one of the best swings in the female game, perhaps even in the game generally. But she just seems to have a trouble converting all her near misses into wins. On the European Tour and the Asian Tour, that event was played in China, the Volvo China Open. We didn't manage to pick the winner there. But Jorgo Campillo, who had won the previous week and it was at $19 to win last week, actually finished third, just one shot from the playoffs, and he was at $19. So I thought that was a pretty good showing for a guy, and a reasonably good price too for a guy that had won the previous week. He failed to get the job done, but he gave us a good run for our money. And on the PGA Tour, the tournament at Wells Fargo in Quail Hollow, at the Quail Hollow Club in Charlotte, North Carolina, Ricky Fowler and Paul Casey finished in fourth place. Ricky Fowler was at $11. No prizes for picking a particular $11 chance, admittedly. But I thought Paul Casey at 29 was good value, and he so nearly proved it when he finished fourth in that event. Well, let's start then for this week's event. We'll look at the AT&T Byron Nelson Championship. As I said, being played at the Trinity Forest course in Dallas, a very different venue for a PGA Tour event, very links style in its creation. It's only the second time that this tournament's been played at this event, so it's a little bit hard to get a record of performances on this golf course. Aaron Wise, the defending champion last year. Well, he is the defending champion this year. I mean, he did win last year, but I think the likes of Hideki Matsuyama, who's made a lot of cuts this year without contending, I think he's due. He was 16th last year in this event. I think he's ready to go a little bit closer to winning, and I think at $16, I think that represents some pretty good value. Mark Leishman was second in this event last year. He led after the first, second, and third rounds and wasn't able to cap it off, but he did finish second to Aaron Wise. He's at $21. He's perhaps gone off the boil a little bit, Mark Leishman, in recent starts compared to what was a tremendous start to the season. But this is clearly a golf course that fits his eye, and I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Mark Leishman bouncing back to the sort of form that we saw from him earlier in the year. And as I said, he's at $21. Scott Piercy, $41, played okay here last year. He was third at the Heritage. His overall season in 2019 has been very good. And with that pretty good finish at Harbortown just a couple of weeks ago, and a pretty good season overall thus far, and the fact that he played solidly enough here in this event last year, he might be one at better odds at $41. And I think the Australian golfer, Matt Jones, may well contend with Mark Leishman to not only be the leading Australian, but potentially a challenger for the title. He did well here last year. He finished 13th, but he was in third position heading into the final round. He's played well this year. He's made 9 of 10 cuts. He hasn't contended all that often. In fact, very seldom. But he's just making cuts on the PGA Tour as an achievement in himself. And he's at $4.50 to be the leading Australian. Mark Leishman's at $2 to be the leading Australian. And Matt Jones is at $67 to win the event. So it may be worth a consideration as a speculative bet. So those players again, Hideki Matsuyama at $16, Mark Leishman at $21, Scott Piercy at $41, and Matt Jones at $67. I know I've left out the likes of Brooks Koepka, and you can't deny his chances, but he'll be one of the hot favourites. And whether you think that he's worth backing based on his hot favouritism is, I guess, up to you. Across the pond, you might say, to the British Masters, being played at the Hillside Golf Club. I've had the good fortune to caddy here many, many years ago, some 45 years ago, 46 years ago now, dare I say it, at a match play tournament there at the Hillside Golf Club. But this is the first time this event's been played here. The British Masters, perhaps struggling to regain the standing that it once had on the European Tour. It sort of was last played in 2008, and then it had quite a break back until it returned in 2015. I guess also with the changing dynamic of European golf, with so many of the Europeans playing in the United States, and the week before the PGA does not help it. It's got Tommy Fleetwood in the field, admittedly one of the best players in the world now, but outside of Tommy Fleetwood and perhaps the likes of Eddie Pepperell and one or two others, not a particularly strong field by European Tour standards, but certainly Tommy Fleetwood will start the favourite. He's the highest ranked player in the field. He's not missed a cut in 10 months, can you believe that? He finished 5th at the Players, 3rd at the Bay Hill Tournament. He's the standout in every regard, but he's very short at $8.50, so you have to decide for yourself whether you see that as being a good value. Eddie Pepperell, several good finishes in the US. He finished 3rd at the Players. He was 16th at the Heritage at Harbortown. He is a defending champion at this event. Admittedly, it was at another venue where he won this tournament. But obviously, it's a tournament that he's got good feelings about. He's at $21. I think Joost Louten, the Dutch golfer, he's had plenty of good finishes since returning. I think there were some injury issues a while ago, but he's playing very nicely. He's played well in a couple of tournaments in the US against much stronger fields than he'll face this week. He's at $26 as Joost Louten. Jordan Smith continues to perform well in events throughout the world, in South Africa and last week in China. He had a pretty good tournament also. He's developed into a very consistent performer. He's at $26. So those players again, just looking quickly through the players in my selections this week. Tommy Fleetwood at $8.50, and up to you whether you see that as being good value. Eddie Pepperell at $21. Joost Louten at $26. And Jordan Smith at $26 for the British Masters, getting underway on Thursday at the Hillside Golf Club in Southport in Lancashire. The Australians in the field, quite a long lineup too. Scott Hand, Lucas Herbert, Minwoo Lee, Wade Ormsby, Jake McLeod, Jason Scrivener, Sam Brazel, Nick Cullen, Dimi Papadatos, and Dayan Lawson. So what's that? 10 Australians teeing it up there in a European Tour event. Minwoo Lee has done very well, hasn't he? He's getting very close to being able to secure playing rights on the European Tour, given his performances in several. I think he was 14th last week. He had a very good finish earlier in the year, fourth place finish. I think it was in Saudi Arabia. So the very, very talented Minwoo Lee is not all that far from securing playing rights for the European Tour. On the Japan Tour, as I mentioned earlier, this event being played in conjunction with the Asian Tour. The Asia Pacific Open being played at the Sobu Country Club in Chiba Prefecture. Again, it's a new venue for the event. They've played an event here previously at this golf course, not for a few years, admittedly. And one of the players who's one of the favourites this week, Yuta Aikida, finished 2nd in that event behind Hideto Tanihara. Tanihara not playing this week, but certainly Aikida has had 3 very good finishes the last couple of months. He was 11th in China. He was 8th at the Token Homemade Tournament in Japan about 3 weeks ago. He's had 20 wins in Japan. He's only 33 years old, so he's been a prolific winner of titles and money, has Yuta Aikida, and I expect him to be a real factor this week at $19. Shugo Imahira, really one of the stars of the Japan Tour over the last couple of years. We're going to get a bit of value here because many of the players are around about the $17, $18 mark for the field, really. I think $17 the field here. is Shugo Imahira. He's the leading money winner in 2018. He's been so consistent. He's had 15 top 10s, or he did have 15 top 10s in 2018. He's developed into really one of the fine players on the Japan Tour. And at $17, I think that's pretty darn good value. The Australians in the tournament, the Australians have started well this year. Brendan Jones currently the leading money winner over there after two events. And Matthew Griffin also has been third and second in his two starts this season. He's in third position on the money list. Jones and Griffin certainly going to be, you would think, factors this week, given the form that they're in at the moment. Brendan Jones is a little bit of a roller coaster sometimes with his form. He did have that win at the Token Homemade just a few weeks ago, and then only just scrambled through the cut last week. A player, an Australian that might do well this week, though, is Won Joon Lee. He's had a good finish in this event back in 2016. He had a first round of 64 that year on this golf course. He's playing very well this season. He's had three top 20s this year in the events that he's played. He's at $81, Won Joon Lee. And I think if you were looking for a bit of a speculative event, he is yet to win on the Japan Tour. Admittedly, he's not a prolific winner of events, you might say. But his time is surely due. And at $81, I think that represents at least worth having a bet on for Won Joon Lee, the Sydney golfer, who now I think bases himself in Korea. So those players at the Japan and Asian Tours, Asia Pacific Open, Shugo Imahira at $17, Yuta Aikida at $19, and then Brendan Jones, Matthew Griffin and Won Joon Lee amongst the Australians, but certainly Won Joon Lee at only $81. If I was advising in favour of a real left field bet, he may well be the one at this event this week on the Japan Tour. So, good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.